From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Imagine Dorian Schroeder's surprise. She's a team leader with Oceans Research, and she was on a boat off the coast of South Africa studying the local great white shark population. One minute, an intern is throwing chum into the water, hoping to lure the shark closer to the boat. The next minute, a half-ton great white is actually in the boat. Dorian Schroeder joins me now by phone from Mossel Bay, South Africa, to tell me what happened. And Dorian, what in the world did happen? Can you take us back to that moment when you're on the deck and all of a sudden you've got another passenger?
Well, we were indeed putting fish oil in the water to attract white sharks to the boat. And all of a sudden I hear a splash that I usually associate with the white shark breaching out of the water. And instead I see the white shark pretty much hovering right next to my intern. Luckily, she stepped aside and I could pull her away from the shark right before it actually landed in the boat.
My goodness, thwack, just landed right there on the deck.
The shark landed right in the middle of the boat. And of course, she was rolling around and moving about quite a bit because she was so stressed out. In the meantime, all my interns gathered around me on the platform. And of course, they were in shock as well, saying, oh my God, what just happened? So I asked them to be quiet so the shark wouldn't be too stressed out by all the noise.
Now, you're talking about how stressed out the shark is. I imagine you're pretty stressed out in this moment, too.
Actually, of course, the moment that I saw it, right before it actually landed in the boat, I had a moment where I thought, oh my God, what am I going to do now? But right after that, my instinct took over, and when all my interns were safe and the shark calmed down, I thought, okay, now I just need to get a white shark out of the boat.
Ms. Schroeder, do us a favor. How big is your boat, and how much space did that shark take up in the boat? Because in looking at the pictures, and I really invite our listeners to go online and see this because you really should see what this looks like, it doesn't look like you had a lot of space yourself to maneuver around on the deck.
No, we didn't. Our boat is about 8 meters in length, although the part where the shark actually ended up in is about 2 meters by 1.5 meters. And she was herself a 3-meter shark, so in the end she kind of managed to curl herself up in the back part of the boat.
And the shark was between 9 and 10 feet. You say it eventually calmed down. It's curious that it didn't go into some sort of attack mode.
After it calmed down, I started pouring buckets of water over the gill so it could continue to breathe. In the end, we towed our boat with the shark back into port where a crane was waiting for us to lift the shark off the boat and back into the water. And I think because we were pouring water over the gills for the whole time it was out of the water, that's the reason it survived this.
Is a viewing of the film Jaws in your future?
Well, it wasn't really like Jaws. I mean, clearly this was just a mistake of the shark. I think she got scared maybe by another shark swimming underneath her. But the thing is, she just so happened to jump onto a boat full of people that love white sharks with all their heart. And we just, as soon as she landed, we knew we had to do whatever we could to get her off alive. And I'm so happy that we managed to do that.
Dorian Schroeder, thanks so much for your time. All the best to you, and we hope that you're able to keep track of that great white that visited your boat.
Thank you very much.
That's Dorian Schroeder. She's a team leader with Oceans Research. She was studying great white sharks off the coast of South Africa when a half-ton shark jumped out of the water and straight onto her boat.